Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three big news stories that are trending today, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Ready for your three options today?
I am ready to receive the information.
Number one, man defecates in grocery freezer, shopper gets it on her hands.
Oh my God. What?
Uh-huh.
Stop.
Okay. Number two, SpaceX launches first all Taurus crew into orbit.
Okay.
And number three, if you bought chicken in the last decade, you could receive a payment.
I mean, that sounds terrible. I'm going to go with space, just because I know that there's something going on in space right now. You know I'm a big space geek, and yeah, I have questions. Give me the answers.
All right. Before I get to that, though, I just want to say, if you have bought chicken over the last decade, like literally at the grocery store.
I mean, that's everybody, right?
Go to overchargedforchicken.com. That's all I'm going to say. That's your PSA. Go to overchargedforchicken.com. You may be eligible to get some money, which is basically everybody that's ever existed in the world.
I mean, that sounds crazy. How is chicken going to be able to pay their bills after they pay us all back?
Well, doesn't matter, and you don't find out because you know what? You chose space. SpaceX has successfully launched its first civilian mission into space last night. Here's what it sounded like.
200-foot-tall SpaceX rocket about to blast them into space past the speed of sound. Here we go. And there you go.
I mean, it's pretty awesome, man, right? Like, I mean, SpaceX has made this regular where everything, the rockets come back down, they land and all that stuff. But here's what I can't figure out. Who's driving for
right.
3 days?
So it's It's the first ever mission into Earth's orbit that's crewed entirely by tourists. There is not a single astronaut on that. So the crew has four people. All of them are strangers. One is the billionaire that funded the whole thing. And he's doing this as a fundraising effort for St. Jude's. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And then the other three people, it's a cancer survivor who actually works at St. Jude's now. And she'll be able to televise. Like from there to the
youngest
patients.
American ever in space,
yeah,
right? First with a prosthetic. Pretty cool.
A community college teacher, and then a Lockheed Martin employee that won through an online raffle.
Like, I mean, Lockheed Martin raffles are pretty serious, right? I mean,
So the four of them are strapped into this 13-foot wide capsule,
yeah,
and they're going to be up in space for 3 days. And here's the thing, because this isn't like a NASA thing or anything like that,
yeah,
like they don't have to report to anybody.
They don't have a job.
They don't have to do anything.
there's nothing for them to technically have to do, right?
No.
You don't have to set up these experiments or whatever. I mean, if they do any of that stuff,
because I feel like
it's like, right, it's like out of the goodness of their own heart. And if they don't, you know, do well, if they screw it up, whatever, they're like, oh, my bad.
Right.
No big deal.
They're going to do like a splashdown landing off the coast of Florida on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. But all I kept thinking about is like, man, 3 days in space with strangers,
yeah,
in 13 feet. Like that's it. That's all you got.
It's close proximity. It's like moving into a dorm as freshmen, right? You have no idea what to expect. You don't know what's going to happen with these people.
I'm like, what do
Not
you
a
do?
Lot of room to stretch out or anything.
After like the first, I don't know,
yeah,
6 hours of being like, oh my God, we're in space.
Right. Then what do you do
what
after
do you do
that?
With these people?
Right. You can't play cards because
no.
they float.
Zero gravity toilet. First of all, I've got issues going to the bathroom in public, period.
Right.
Imagine with three people in space. Like, how do you strap yourself down to
oh
zero?
Oh my gosh.
I hope they put a lot of toilet paper in there.
How long do you think it takes till we get to like SpaceX Love Island, right? Where they send people up into space and they go, maybe they'll make out and be best friends. Then again, maybe they'll hate each other.
Listen, I'll watch that show. Any day of the week, I'll watch that.
Well, you know, it's got to be on the horizon.